We honor you today, for you're worthy to receive all glory, honor, praise, adoration. It belongs to you. None other like you. Hallelujah. For great are you, oh Lord. Hallelujah.
Sing it with us. Sing on, Lord. I dare you to just wherever you are listening to this, just begin to worship God in the beauty of holiness. I dare you to just begin to give God a wave offering. I know by now you're out of your bed. By now you're off of your couch. But I dare you to just begin to give God praise and glory and honor, because God is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be worshiped. He's worthy to be adored. I'm not sure about you, but I'm tired of coming to church and viewing church for business as usual. But I want an encounter with God, because I need God too much. I thank God for the stuff, but I need God. I thank God for the house, the car, the job, but I need an encounter with God. So, beloved, wherever you're listening to this right now, I declare in the name of Jesus, you can have an encounter with God. The very breath that's in your body, He wants to hear you say hallelujah. The very breath that's in your lungs, He wants to hear you say thank you, Jesus. The very breath that's in your body, He wants to hear you say hallelujah. Whatever it is that you're experiencing, the Lord wants to hear it from you right now. Now, even as you're right there at home, you may be listening to this in your car. You may say, Elder, I'm kind of tired in my body. I'm tired in my flesh. I've had challenges. I've had issues. I've had problems. And the fact is, I really can't muster enough strength to really tell God how I feel. That's all right. We all here are going to be intercessors on your behalf today. We're standing in the gap telling God hallelujah for you. Telling God thank you, Jesus, for you. Because we believe by faith that as we are praising God here, the Lord is meeting you at your point of need. And even as I begin to pray for you right now, I want you to begin to thank God in advance for what God is about to do. I want you to thank God for the healing that's on its way to your address. Thank God for the job that you're about to go to. Thank God for the restoration that's coming to your family. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We honor you, we praise you, we lift you up higher and higher. And God, with the very essence and every fiber of our being, we tell you thank you. God, we don't want to thank you for the stuff, but we thank you for being God. Thank you, God, for being Jehovah Jireh. Thank you for providing every one of our needs. Thank you, God, for being our banner, Jehovah Nisi. Thank you, God, for raising up a standard against the enemy. God, when it is that the enemy will try to come against us like a flood, you will lift up a standard against him. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, every person that's listening right now, every person that's viewing right now, we pray a special blessing upon them, that you meet them at the very point of their need. Whatever it is that they're standing in need of, God, it's not too difficult for you. It's not too big for you. It's not impossible for you. What is impossible with man is possible with you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will begin to confound the minds of the wise. Begin to do things that only you can do. Begin to work out situations that only you can work out. Begin to step in and work things, situations out. So, God, we can step back and say, nobody did it but you. Nobody healed but you. Nobody set free but you. Nobody worked it out but you. And, God, we're not going to wait until it happens. But, God, we'll lift up our hands right now and praise you. We'll open up our mouth and say thank you. We say, God, only you did it. And we magnify you. We glorify you. And we bless you. In the name of Jesus, we pray and thank God. Amen.
So we pour out this prayer.